Good afternoon. This is Mandy Billings with KSOM News. One person was killed and two others were injured in a single vehicle rollover accident in Carroll County Monday. Yowa State Patrol says 19-year-old Janelle Woods of Lake City was driving a 1999 Ford Expedition westbound on 170th Street at a high rate of speed. The vehicle went off onto the right shoulder and Woods steered hard to the left and lost control. The vehicle rolled several times off the roadway to the left. Woods and one rear passenger were ejected. Woods died from injuries sustained in the accident. The two passengers, 28-year-old Roger Hickerson and 27-year-old Ashley Hahn, received serious injuries. A Glenwood man was injured in a single-vehicle accident in Mills County Tuesday. Yowa State Patrol says 51-year-old Eric Harris was driving a motorcycle on the on-ramp to Interstate 29 northbound from Highway 34 westbound. Harris was traveling too fast to make the curve and lost control. He entered the west ditch where the motorcycle went down onto its right side and continued northwest, striking some fence posts and then entering into the water that was standing in the ditch. Harris was transported to the University of Nebraska Medical Center by Pacific Junction Rescue. Five people were sent to the hospital following a rollover accident in Montgomery County Tuesday. The sheriff's office says 16-year-old Elijah Cole Ryan Newkirk of Nottoway was driving a 2008 Ford Fusion southbound on Jay Avenue, approaching the intersection of 230th Street, when a deer entered the roadway. Newkirk swerved to miss the deer and lost control. The vehicle entered the southeast ditch of the intersection, rolled, and came to rest on its top. Red Oak Rescue transported all five occupants to the Montgomery County Memorial Hospital for observation of their injuries. The Atlantic School Board agreed to allow School Resource Officer Corey Larson to conduct an unannounced school search in the middle school and high school this year.
We did run into a couple drug issues this year. I did want to talk to the board briefly about canine searches.
Larson says during a search, the school goes into lockdown and students must remain in the classrooms.
What I like to have is I like to have their bags in the hallways. We all know that the kids these days, they carry book bags. They don't use their lockers. Most everything the kids have are in their book bags or they're on their person.
Larson says the canine search will include lockers, locker rooms, and bathrooms.
I know that the kids are moving drugs back and forth in the bathrooms, but it's hard to catch them.
He says if someone has drugs or drug-related material in their possession or on their person, a citation may be issued to the student or they may be placed under arrest. The student and their belongings will be taken to the principal's office and searched by school officials. Three Southwest Iowa school districts will receive federal funding for safe rooms in the event of a tornado. The Federal Emergency Management Agency says it has approved nearly $3.3 million in funding for projects in Creston, Lenox, and West Des Moines over the past 3 months. The safe rooms will be designed to withstand winds of 250 miles per hour. They typically shelter an entire building's population and are often used as gyms, cafeterias, and libraries on a daily basis. The number of pertussis cases in Iowa rose sharply in 2010. According to the Iowa Department of Public Health, pertussis, or whooping cough cases, rose 229%. Cass County Community Health Systems Coordinator Denise Coder says they had 21 cases of the vaccine-preventable disease, which was up 21% from the previous year.
Some of the latest research is showing that those baby shots or those childhood immunizations that we might have gotten when we were younger wane in their protections for certain diseases after a period of time. And at once we thought pertussis wasn't one of those, and now it's coming up that it might be.
Coder says the 21 cases were predominantly adolescents. So last fall, Cass County Health Systems took a proactive approach and did a full-based pertussis vaccination to around 100 students in the county's school districts.
But another age group that could really benefit from pertussis boosters are adults. So we've made a real effort to get to our children and adolescents who are eligible. But there are still a lot of adults that could really benefit from that booster because pertussis is something that we see cycle back every few years. So we'll get a break here maybe for a year or two, and then probably we'll see another resurgence.
While the whooping cough cases showed an increase, the number of vaccine-preventable diseases dropped compared to a three-year average. for news you can depend on. I'm Mandy Bellings.